Psalm 51 starts out with a prologue. It says, to the choir master, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. This is King David. He's just committed a grievous sin against the Lord, and he's trying to hide it, trying to cover it up, and finally it's pointed out what he did. He's convicted of his sin, and he comes clean before the Lord. This is prayer to the Lord. And just listen to this and let it resonate in your soul, as we're all broken and we're all sinners. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity. In sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sin. Blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. David is crying out as just a broken sinner, knowing that he deserves every punishment that you could imagine, and yet he cries out to the Lord for mercy, and he recognizes that he can't change his own heart, but God can and God will. God answers that kind of prayer when a broken sinner just comes to the end of himself and says, yeah, I'm a wreck, and I can't do anything about this. You need to fix me. You need to create in me a clean heart, because my heart is not clean in your sight. You need to blot out my transgressions. You need to cleanse me and take away my sin. The beautiful thing is, that's exactly what Jesus came to do. That's exactly why Jesus died on the cross, is to take all my filth, all my unrighteousness, all my sins on himself, take it away from me, purge me and cleanse me and give me a new heart, transform me, so that now I want to please him, I want to live a life that brings glory to him. What a treasure we have in the cross, that there is forgiveness. No matter what you've done, if you're an adulterer, if you're a murderer, a sexual predator, that's what David was in this story. He says, you broken before the Lord, say, I'm a mess, and I have nothing that commends me to you. I'm just simply crying out for your mercy, and I'm asking for your transformation to happen in my life. God does that. God does that. I invite you, if you don't know him, to cry out to him today. And if you do, rejoice in the fact that he saves sinners like me, like you. Let's give thanks and let's remember what he did. Father, thank you for sending Jesus to pay my price, to take my sin, to pay it all. Jesus, you are enough. What you did fully satisfied the justice of a holy and righteous God. Thank you that you paid my price in full, and it is finished. And I can be clean in your presence, because all my guilt and shame was transferred onto you, Jesus, and now all your perfect righteousness is transferred to my account, so I can enjoy The pleasure of God. Jesus, we remember what it cost you hanging on that cross, forsaken, betrayed, abused, beaten. We spit in your face, mocked. All the while you came to rescue us. You prayed for us. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Your body was crushed and bruised. Your blood was poured out for my transgressions, to wash away my sins. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for bread and juice that reminds us of the infinite sacrifice that you paid to purchase me to be your prized, treasured possession. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did. Blotting out my transgressions. Washing me clean, making me new. Putting a new heart in me, a heart that loves you, that wants to follow you. We remember together. His body broken for you, take and eat. Blood poured out for you. Drink.